HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. That's right, if you've been listening for a while, you might have noticed the change to my tagline. I've replaced travel with the word destinations, and now new banners have been made. Look for them at a festival near you this summer. I thought I'd take a minute this week to tell you a little about myself. I'm a freelance writer and a small business owner here in Colorado. Originally a West Coast girl, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and I've lived in Colorado for 13 years. On May 18th, 2002, I married a guy who grew up in Littleton. Yes, we are celebrating 10 years of marriage this weekend. Happy anniversary, Ryan. I started HeidiTown.com in 2007 as a review blog, but in 2010, I found my niche was blogging about festivals and events. HeidiTown.com is not a calendar, but rather stuff the mayor likes, and I like small-town festivals and unique events. Hundreds, if not thousands, of events occur all over Colorado every weekend, especially during the summer, and I highlight the things that catch my attention. Now, on to the show. In past segments, I've already previewed some of what's happening around the state this weekend, May 18th through the 20th, 2012. So I wanted to remind you that it's Wild Wild West Days in Pueblo, and Mike the Headless Chicken Festival is in Fruta this weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, it's the Strawberry Festival Antique Show in Longmont. Started almost 40 years ago as a way to raise money for the St. Vrain Historical Society, this event has developed into a popular and well-respected antique show drawing thousands of attendees. Enjoy freshly made strawberry shortcake while browsing antiques in the exhibit building at the Boulder County Fairgrounds on Nelson Road in Longmont. For hours and information on the Strawberry Festival Antique Show, go to stvrainhistoricalsociety.org. A unique cultural event is happening at the Fort in Morrison, Colorado this weekend. It's the 12th Annual Indian Market and Powwow presented by the Tesoro Cultural Center. Native American artists will display their wares and demonstrate their crafts. Dancers and drummers will share their heritage in competitions, and there will also be a powwow contest in the valley below the fort. I am very familiar with this area, and it is a beautiful setting for this event. Learn more at tesoroculturalcenter.org. That's T-E-S-O-R-O, culturalcenter.org. For those of you in northern Colorado, here's an event close to home. This weekend, it's Jazz Fest and Art Walk in downtown Estes Park. This event has grown over its 20-year existence into a two-day jazz extravaganza featuring national and regional musicians. Eight jazz groups are scheduled to perform with two headliner acts. Go to estesparkcvb.com for the lineup of performers. Right here in Fort Collins, the downtown farmers market gets underway this weekend. The Larimer County Farmers Market is one of the oldest in Colorado. It runs Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. from May 19th through October 27th, so bike downtown and make a day of it. Also starting this Friday in Fort Collins, it's the Ben & Jerry's FAC Concert Series. Music runs from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Old Town Square stage. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy this event every Friday through August 17th. This week's band is The Backline. For more information on this and other Old Town events, go to downtownfortcollins.com. The Butterfly Pavilions in Westminster, Colorado has been on my mind lately. This is a fun outing with the family, but as I've said before, it isn't only for kids. This weekend, it's Bloomapalooza at the Butterfly Pavilions on Saturday from 10 to 5. It's a celebration of Plant Conservation Day. There will be giveaways, workshops, planting projects, a kids area, and the Garden Center of Colorado will be taking all your old gardening trays, cell packs, and pots to be recycled. For additional information on Bloomapalooza, go to butterflies.org. Lastly, it's Taste of Durango this Sunday. I love this region of Colorado because the scenery is breathtaking. This would be a great weekend to make Durango your Colorado destination. Learn more at tasteofdurango.com. There are lots of other amazing events happening this weekend around Colorado, but you'll have to tune into the blog and HeidiTown's Facebook page for more. Be sure to join our block party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB. If you are on Twitter, you can follow me at HeidiTown, or if you're a Google Plus fan, circle the town. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.